Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This podcast is about sex. If you're faint-hearted or easily offended, you might not want to listen, but you should. Join me, Tracy Cox, and Kelsey Chittick as we share honest and real sex advice on this award-winning podcast.
Tracy is an international sex educator and author of lots of books about sex and relationships.
Kelsey is a podcaster, comedian, and author who is getting out of her comfort zone both in the bedroom and in these conversations.
Each week, we answer three anonymous sex and relationship questions sent in by you, our listeners. And nothing is off limits. Here's Sex Talk.
Hi, and welcome to our Best Of series. We think you might like to listen to some of our most popular episodes.
The new season of Sex Talk starts again on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. Kind of appropriate.
In the meantime, here's some vintage us.
Why can't my husband change the way he approaches me for sex? He gives me this look that makes me want to run away. It's primal, and it doesn't feel good. I want him to start by just holding me and listening to me, but he says that isn't what he wants at that time. Please help us with our communication.
Do you know, this is one of the best letters that we've got on this whole podcast. And I'll tell you why, is because everybody talks about what to do when you're having sex, but initiating sex is actually more important than anything else. Because if you have different initiation styles and your initiation style leaves your partner cold, sex isn't going to happen. Sex is not going to happen at all. And the amount of people who don't have sex with their partners, not because they don't want to have sex with their partners, it's just that their initiation is so off-putting to them that it completely puts them off. So all the letters I get from men saying, why doesn't my wife want to have sex with me? A lot of it has to do with you initiating sex the way that this woman is describing initiating sex. So, and the other thing is that if you add on a disconnect at the beginning, which, because if he's initiating, like, come on, let's jump into bed, he's starting sex hot and you're starting sex cold. So it's never going to be a good session. So this is a really, really important topic to talk about.
That's actually brilliant. This is exactly how I felt most in my marriage for most of the time, that my husband would be like raring and ready to go and I would need some type of transition. And he would be like, ready. And I'd be like, whoa. Yeah. I just unloaded the dishwasher. Yeah.
That's the typical female-male divide. I hate saying that we do tend to fall into gender roles with sex a lot of the time. So you've got a case of, in this scenario, you've got a case of like different sexual styles and different arousal styles. So he wants a lusty type of sex. She wants connection sex. He's working on spontaneous desire. She's reactive desire. So he's turned on immediately and wants, you know, to go straight to the genitals. She needs a bit of time and slower to get aroused. And it's the story in bedrooms all over the world of straight couples. It is. This is probably why gay people have much better sex, which
yeah.
they do.
And I'll tell you,
because
when you're
on the same page.
Yeah. And when you're dating, I think as a woman, you're more able to have that kind of spontaneous sex because you're normally in a different place or you're not in your bedroom or your home. But I have felt, now that I've started dating, I'm much more open to that type of thing. But it's when you're married, it's very, very hard for a woman to turn her entire personality and feelings around to just get naked all of a sudden. I desperately wanted, and I still do, even as when I'm dating, I want someone I want to know how they feel about me kindly before we get physical.
Yes. It's a natural human thing to want connection before. I mean, sex makes you vulnerable. Of course, you've got to be in the right headspace. And what the thing that sort of really got up my nose a bit with this is that she told him what she wanted and he said, well, that doesn't work for me, which is great that he was honest, but he's not having sex with himself. He's right. Having sex with her. So it matters that it doesn't work for her. So yeah. It's got to work for both of you. And that primal look, you know, when she said, when, you know, he looks at me, it makes me want to run away. I really related to that because when men are so lust-driven and turned on immediately, then once they say you agree to have sex with him, then he tends to run straight to intercourse. So you've got penetration too early before you're aroused.
Right.
Sex is uncomfortable. It's painful. It's not pleasurable. So of course you want to run away. So this is what happens with men, is that they've got to know that, you know, women need warming up. I say it so many times, luxury, you know, foreplay is not a luxury. It's a necessity. So that primitive sort of lust is lovely, and some women love it. I get equal amount of letters from women saying, well, emails, I don't mean letters. That would be really weird if I was getting letters, wouldn't it?
And a bird drops them off in your mailbox.
Yeah. Along with the earth, yes. So, you know, you've got to, I've completely lost the chain of thought now. This holiday brain, we were talking about this before, it's gone.
No, so, that some women still do like primal, and I think they do in certain situations, but I do think I said to Nate a couple times, and he was able to listen. I said, I just need you to hold me for a minute. And I don't know, some people, a lot of my friends don't like French kissing. I'm a big fan of the French kiss. I have been since seventh grade with Austin Brownlee. I loved it then and I love it now. For me, kissing is the best way to get started, like to really, or like just hold each other tight and kind of have a physical connection before you get butt naked and everything starts to go fast. That has always changed it for me. And I don't need a lot. I need like 90 seconds of you just kind of a connection with our eyes, a connection by kissing, a connection by holding, and then we can go. But it's hard to, if you're in a marriage, to just go straight into it after you've folded laundry.
You just did a perfect thing then. You were very clear and very specific. So this is exactly what this woman needs to do with her partner, is to spell it out, be very clear and specific. Exactly as Kelsey just did then, exactly as you just did, because saying, I want you to listen and hold me, is not, they're like, what do you mean hold? Does that mean cuddle? What do you mean listen? What am I supposed to talk about? You need to really spell it out and do it in a positive way. Say, I love it when when we cuddle before. I love it when we French kiss. I love it when you kiss my neck. You know, I just need a little bit more time than you. It really turns me on when you do this or you do that. Yeah. And I think, I mean, there are different styles of initiation as well. You could have the make-out style where you're French kissing on the sofa. You can do tease me. Some people are turned on by, you know, texting or dirty talk or, you know, before they have sex. Other people like, you know, like power sex, they might get turned on by, this is what I'm going to do to you. And, you know, there's many, many different sensual sex, love connection sex, so many different ways. But what I would suggest with this person is that if you've got such a disconnect where you want the romantic turn on and he wants the lusty turn on, try and find somewhere in the middle to experiment with some of the things that I said. But if not, what you need to do is say to him, okay, if you're going to initiate sex like that, you have to A, give me warning, and then you can take yourself off and turn yourself on a little bit beforehand, hopefully. And B, you've got to give me lots of foreplay. It's fine to approach with that primitive thing, but you cannot go straight to penetration. You've got to give me foreplay. And then what she also has to do is she has to initiate sex and not just leave it all up to him.
Right.
And then she initiates sex the way that she wants to initiate sex. And he has to accept that. This is her doing it her way.
Yeah. It helps me remember that they value the other way as much as we value the way we do. Yes. I always used to think something was wrong with him, shockingly, and that something was right with me. But it's good to know that I can see for a man, what they want to do is actually look at you differently than a mother and a wife and have good, dirty, quick sex. And we need to feel loved and transition out of it in a totally different way. So yeah, I think you just communicate.
Yeah, communication's always the way. But I think also, I mean, sometimes you might be in the mood for just, you know, completely, in the beginning, women need much less turning on. Because then also, as time goes on, familiarity and all that lot, but also women take on the majority of the stuff that you have to do. Women take on all the work. So we're more knackered. So that's why we need a bit more of a disconnect than men do. Lucky bastards. I'm coming back as a man. I am.
I'm going to only use the word knackered from here on out, because that's a word we don't use enough here in America. Okay, no, I think that's great. Try it, everybody. Let us know how it goes with your new communication. Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Next question. Hi, Tracy and Kelsey. Thank you for making me laugh and helping so many people. I'd love to know what you think of my situation. I've been with my partner for 5 years. We're a straight couple in our late 30s. It took me a long time to find a partner, and I worry that I compromised too much in the end. We get on okay, but I don't feel passionate about him, and I worry I'm with him because it's lonely being single. Our relationship seems based more on friendship than love. Well, that's my nightmare right there.
Well, I mean, I'll put
I get
my
it,
hand
sister.
Up and say,
I get it.
Yeah, I've been in relationships because I've been lonely.
Oh my God, I'm so lonely. I can't even see straight some days.
Oh, but I mean, we all go through periods like that. Well, most people go through periods like that. And I think if you know that you're reaching out for somebody that perhaps you wouldn't necessarily reach out for, and you know that, and you're not leading them on, and you know, that's fine. But 5 years on and you're still questioning, there's a few things, I had a few thoughts on what you should be thinking about. My first thing would be, do your friends get your relationship? Do your friends
that's a good one.
Because we know time and time again that friends are a better judge of who suits you better than actually your parents or even yourself. Are you yourself with this person? A sign of a really good relationship is if you can say to yourself, okay, I'm exactly the same as what I am with my best friend. Or are you pretending? If it's there, if you're there for loneliness, your fear of losing that person will make you want to act as though you're the person they want you to be. So if you feel like you're pretending to be somebody that you're not, that's not a good sign. And that could mean that you're staying with somebody for the sake of it rather than somebody that you want to be with. Now, jealousy is interesting. Do you get jealous quickly or very easily? Because if you're having irrational jealousy over this guy, particularly if he's somebody that you're not even that into, that is generally a sign that you have abandonment issues. And abandonment issues mean that you're going to grab onto whoever you can so that you're not on your own. And that in a very quick sense means somebody probably left you at some point in your time when you really needed them, like a dad who, you know, left when you were young or something like that. Do you find other people attractive but lack the confidence to go and make something more of it? Because if that's the case, it's self-esteem that's holding you back. And also, what made you choose this person? Was it, Christ, I better choose, you know, settle down with somebody or there's going to be no men left? Or was it maybe my wish list was a bit unrealistic?
Yeah.
I'd also like to know what she's compromised on, what she feels she's compromised on. Like, is it important
happiness.
Things? Well, yeah, but is it some women just feel, is it things like kindness, intelligence, or is it, you know, superficial things? Is right. she looking around at all her friends and going, well, my partner's not as rich and I don't feel this grand passion? And I think this is what worries me about this letter. I can't decide whether she is, yes, settled or has this concept of all relationships should be really passionate and right. we need that great chemistry connection in order to make it work. Because you don't, chemistry's great if you've got it, but it's not essential. If you love this person, if you like this person, if you care for them, if you trust them, they're the things that are going to keep you going longer than having this big, massive, passionate sort of chemistry connection.
Every great relationship and marriage that I know is built on a deep friendship and a deep, deep friendship. And they love them the way they love their friends, but there's a deep friendship. And I feel that way about my marriage. Like, there was nothing lusty about me, but I couldn't imagine my life without him. So that might be the question you ask. Stop analyzing the relationship and just say, like, is my life better with him in it? And if your life is better with him in it, but it seems a little bit boring sometimes, you can work on that. If you actually feel like you've given up things that you wanted, I never felt like I gave up anything.
No,
I mean, he drove me insane. I mean, he drove me insane. And there was things I didn't enjoy about him, but I knew that going in, and I knew that that was the price I paid for the things that were good. So you might just want to check in and go, is my life going to be as good without him in it? And if the answer is yes, that might be an issue. But if you're just feeling like there's a deep friendship, man, I would kill for a deep friendship.
Yeah. And also, I wonder what else is going on with the rest of her life. Like, is her life generally boring? Maybe she's doing a bit of transference and she's not just in a bit of a rut generally and now looking at the relationship and thinking, you know, this is boring, this is all to do with my relationship. But maybe you need a new job. Maybe you need to try some new challenges in your life generally.
Yeah. Maybe you need to buy a toy. I don't know what you need to do.
Dog.
But yeah, buy something. Dog. But yeah, tell us what you think, though. I think you also might talk to him about it. Say, do you feel the same way? We're in a rut. It's been 5 years. Like, how are you feeling? Are you passionate?
Yeah.
And passion, by 5 years, there is no passion. So just know that. Passion goes, not
less
a deep,
deep passion.
Passion
goes.
Less but, deep. But, passion yeah. for the person stays. But passion where you're like, I can't believe what I'm going to wear. I'm so nervous. I can't see straight. That's a goodbye.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck.
Yeah, report back on this. I'd love Please. To know what your answers are to all of these questions.
Okay. I love this question because I have experienced this a little bit just in the dating world. And then a lot of people I know have this, which I didn't even know existed when I was married. Okay. You talked a lot about women going off sex on this podcast, but I have the opposite issue. My long-term partner has completely lost interest in me sexually, and we haven't had sex for 3 years. When I try to talk about it, he looks embarrassed and fobs me off and says he doesn't want to talk about it. I'm in my late 40s and keep myself looking good. I feel humiliated that he doesn't find me sexually attractive anymore. All my other friends have husbands who hassle them for sex, and I can't get mine to look at me naked. Mm. Just so you know, that's like one of the hardest things, I think, when you're a woman that wants to have sex and your partner doesn't want to or can't or
So
won't.
How did you deal with it when that happened to you?
I mean, we just had a lot of discussions about it. And I think a lot of times for the guy, it's layered or they have issues or it's about, you know, the relationship might not be meant to go forward. So that kind of becomes an issue that breaks you up subconsciously. I think sometimes guys that are really aggressive in the beginning, when they're pursuing you, once they get you, there are people who then sex is really about the winning.
Yeah,
when the winning's done, they don't know how to transition to having sex with someone that they know is going to be with them forever. Mm. I think a lot of guys that have never been married or get married later, they've always used sex as a tool to win someone over. So then when you're just regular on a Tuesday, they don't know how to, they don't get the turn on.
No, they don't get how to have long-term sex. Long-term sex is very different than casual sex or sex in mini relationships. Long-term sex is a completely different literal ball game.
Yeah.
It really is. And I mean, we still live in a society where it's okay for women to admit loss of desire, but men feel emasculated and they really shouldn't, because I did another quick, swift look at all the research and it's still around 25%, a quarter of all men do not want sex. And not interested in sex. It's not that they can't get an erection, they don't even want to get an erection. So this is the biggest kept secret, I think. So first of all, reassurance is that infidelity, weirdly, is no higher in no sex relationships than it is in normal relationships. And usually if a man goes off sex in a straight relationship, it's nearly always nothing to do with what she looks like. Nothing to do with that. It can be desensitization, because no matter how attractive you are, when people become familiar, you know, your desire falls. So it could be that. My, obviously, you know what I'm going to say next. It's probably ED. I think it's got all the hallmarks of erection issues, the fact that he's embarrassed and fobs it off. So he's probably, you know, first thing to do there, by the way, is to check to see if he has a morning erection, because if he's still getting those, you know that it's at least not physical. It's a psychological problem. But generally, questions I wanted to know, like, did it taper off or was it a dramatic fall off a cliff? Because if it was just suddenly stopped, you know, to go back and look at that episode and see what happened. But men do drop in testosterone. The minute they hit 40, they lose between 1% to 3% per year, which doesn't sound very much, but it is. It's quite a lot. And testosterone doesn't just affect sex drive. It affects competitiveness. It means that they don't build muscle as easily, which also can lead to a lack of confidence. So there's just this self-esteem starts to fall when testosterone falls. It's very important that you get your levels checked, by the way, and keep it topped up for both women and men. So, you know, has he been stressed? Is there any relationship issues? Has he got, you know, job problems, anything like that? And the other thing not to do is stop trying to seduce him if it's not working, because this works if it's because he sees you as a friend. Suddenly opening the door, looking amazing in, you know, lingerie and heels can shock him into seeing you as a sex object again, right? Assuming it's not the neighbor. But, oh, maybe it might if it is a neighbor. But if he is suffering with erection dysfunction and you're deliberately trying to seduce him, it makes it, and he can't rise to the occasion, it makes his confidence go down even further. So He said he won't talk about it or fobs you off. This doesn't mean you can't communicate. So I would write him an email and just say, look, I've tried to talk to you about it and I thought I would just email you. It might be easier. I miss our sex. I miss our intimacy. I'm not sure why we're not doing it anymore. Can we talk about this? And, you know, it, in whichever way is comfortable for you. And then, you know, see what he comes back with that. And then, you know, if he still won't talk about it, you might even broach the physical thing and say something like, look, is it because, you know, you're having issues physically? You know, my body's not the same as it, what, you know, doesn't react the same. So this is all normal. Please don't be embarrassed if it is. And then take it from there.
Yeah. No, I think that's good advice. It's a really, that's a really hard thing. And I have a lot of friends who are in marriages where they don't have sex at all. And the longer it goes, the weirder it gets. You know, that's the thing. It's not just like it's so hard to get naked again and get turned on again when you have had weeks and months and years of not connecting that way. It's so, you know, it feels like sex is one of those things. The more you do it, the more you do it.
Of course it is.
And because you're not, so it's not a big deal, but I feel for her because I hate that feeling. Cause as a woman, you want to be desired, but you forget that they sometimes, I feel bad for men too, because we know when you don't want to have sex or you can't because you can't get an erection. You don't know when we do.
And also, can't get an erection doesn't mean he doesn't want to have sex.
Right.
It doesn't mean loss of desire. It could mean just erection problems. It could mean he's stressed. It could mean we've got to stop equating. If he was hot for me, he'd have an erection.
Right. I wonder too, if you guys, like, if you take showers together or if you cuddle.
Oh my God. Showers together.
It's my favorite thing.
You're kidding me.
I'm that girl. God, I have nothing I love more. Get in the shower with me. Let's do it.
I think that's so weird. You're a weirdo.
Oh, it's my, it is my favorite thing. I think I might be weird.
Oh my God.
I might be weird.
Do you know what else? I'm looking at Kelsey. She's got no makeup on. She just looks absolutely fantastic. If I got in a shower with a hot guy, makeup would be smeared all over my face. My mascara would be running. I'd be in a right state. That would be my idea of hell.
No, you're gorgeous. The problem is I look the same no matter what I put on. So you just have to take this face as it is. It's just this whole thing. Makeup doesn't help it.
Bath, showers, yes. Bath, yes.
But we don't have big enough bathtubs here. I don't. But I do love a bath. I love anything that has to do with water. And that, I'm glad everybody knows.
I'm
a swimmer.
You're a swimmer. Look, all you have to do, I know how to seduce you, Kelsey.
You're
going to take her for a swim or have a shower, put on some country music.
And country music.
Touch, do all that.
French kiss.
Ages. Make sure the lights are off.
And it's dark. See, we're going to be great together as lesbians. This is going to be dark country music. Shower. See you.
I could do the country music out of all of those things.
Listen, you're going to have to deal with it if we're going to be together. That's the end of it. Miles, we'll know. All right. I think that's it. Keep writing in. We're grateful for you all. I'm so glad to be learning about sex with Tracy. So,
well, I'm learning from you.
Oh, God.
Showers,
that's scary.
My God.
All right. Have a great
day. Thanks for listening to Sex Talk. If you'd like your question answered on the show, send it to us at sextalkpod.com. So that's sextokpod.com. You'll find info about my books, sex products, and more sex advice at tracycox.com. And that's Tracy with an E. If you like this podcast, please send it to your friends and rate and review wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.